I'd like to introduce now Ron Liss. He's Vice President for Academic and Student Affairs at Santa Fe Community College, and Janet Wise, who is Executive Marketing and Public Relations Director there. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So Santa Fe Community College is, there's been a lot of talk about the College of Santa Fe lately. We haven't had the community college on for a while. Lots to talk about. One thing is, during a recession or a depression or economic slump or whatever you want to call it, how does that affect the job of the college?
Oh, it has tremendous impact on us. Of course, the recession, again, I won't use your list of words again, but all of those factors with finance affect us financially. But more importantly, it affects our enrollment and the population in the area. We see somewhere around 10 to 15% enrollment growth this semester, and we attribute some of it to our hard work, but a lot of it to the economics when people have a little bit more free time based on their job outlooks and what they're doing in other time periods.
So they get laid off and say, okay, I've been laid off, I can't get a new job, I think I'll go study something.
Absolutely. And we see those all the time. And not only do they come and say, I'm studying something, but those that were here part-time are now coming full or more full-time. We see the growth in the number of classes they're taking are growing faster than the number of students are growing. So we know they're taking more.
Very interesting. And so are they studying things that they think are going to help them get a better job once they're done studying?
I think both ways. I think some are looking to improve their skills in whatever area they've been working on. Some have said, I've always been thinking about a career change. I'm going to take the time I have now to do that. Some are looking even longer term, saying, I've always wanted to go to school. Now's my time, and I'll go into a transfer program, end up in a four-year school, and continue their education for a longer period of time. And we see this repeatedly when there's a downturn in economics.
The College of Santa Fe and the probable acquisition by Highlands or by the State University System of New Mexico is subject of intense conversation and debate. What, if anything, does this whole process mean for the Santa Fe Community College?
Well, we're very interested in where that's going. You know, we've had great relationships with both Highlands and the College of Santa Fe over the years. And, you know, we're anxious for a four-year institution to be here in Santa Fe someplace.
And besides St. John's,
absolutely, you know, not to knock them, but Highlands has been a partner with us. They have an operation on our campus now. We have articulated programs with them, so they'd be a good natural partner for us to work with. Our deans, our faculty are already in conversation with both faculty and administrators at the College of Santa Fe and Highlands to say, you know, if this comes about, how do we best position to make a smooth transition, make sure that we take care of the students and the populace of Santa Fe. And that's really our ball in the game, is that we want to make everything as seamless as we can and be a partner in whatever comes forward.
I think what people are concerned about in Highlands, in the College of Santa Fe, in the Santa Fe Community College, is overlap. What if departments become redundant or classes become redundant? Is that an issue?
Obviously it's an issue because we don't want to do that. We only have a limited population of students from this region that are going to come and take classes. So we're working hard to make sure that doesn't happen. But, you know, we have strong programs that match up with Highlands, match up with what College of Santa Fe is doing, and so we're going to minimize that. In some of them that do overlap, there may be plenty of room for both colleges to be operating in some areas. We don't know that yet. It'll take a lot of discussion to figure out how that works best.
So what are you looking to the legislature for this year in terms of budget cuts in every single department, including education?
Yeah, that's a tough one. The legislature, you know, they have hard decisions to make, and they've hit every area of their that they can control. And you know, when we're growing 10 to 15%, and our budget is going down, and we know that, it's just to be kind and do what they can to help us and keep us as whole as we can. We're doing what we can internally to pare down our expenses and pare down our costs so that we can survive during this time, stay healthy, and best provide for our students. And that's what we gear everything for. Is if we can be doing the right things in the classes for our students during this time, and maybe even, you know, cut out some of the little bit of extras and cut back on a little bit here, a little bit there, but not the classroom, that's what our goal is. And we're hoping the legislature understands that we need some minimum some certain funding levels to keep that afloat to that level.
I suppose it's tricky business in a moment where you are getting more students.
Absolutely.
If you have to cut costs and accommodate more students, what do you have, bigger, larger class sizes?
We are doing that. We actually had a great meeting this morning that we opened to all the employees of the college to talk about their ideas of what we do. You know, can they contribute volunteer time into some of the other areas in the college that need the support? Can we grow class sizes? Can an administrator go into the classroom and teach a class rather than hire in another faculty member to do it? So we have a lot of things on the plate that we're looking at to try and offset the cost reduction or the money reductions.
Meanwhile, you've got a new health sciences building that's about to, is that still in progress?
Absolutely. We had our groundbreaking for it. We'll have the heavy machinery moving in within the next month. And we're actually, we'll be doing, opening a second building or starting a second construction project in August. So those are still going forward. That's a separate money stream to fund those. And we've seen a lot of support from the community and making that happen. And it's an indication to us we're doing the right things and keep moving forward. So,
just out of curiosity, when you have a groundbreaking for a new building, when a new building is designed and planned, is it majorly solar, so you're not going to have to incur big heating costs later on?
Great question. Our first building, Health Sciences, we're shooting to make it LEED Silver, which is a national benchmark for the greening a building. Our second building will actually have solar panels on the roof, we'll have wind turbines, we'll have a variety of things, and we're hoping to use little, if any, energy to run that building. So, yeah, absolutely.
Janet Wise has been sitting very quietly. This is the 25th year of the, is that right, of the Santa Fe Community College?
It is the 25th anniversary of the Community College. We're very excited about that and want the community to be aware that over, really, if you look at the Community College since the beginning, 65,000 students have actually taken classes either for their own enrichment or to get a degree through the school. And in that time, over 3,000 degrees have been awarded. So it's when you look at the college's contribution in the community and how the community has responded to it over the 25 years, it adds up.
3,000 degrees.
Yes.
That's pretty hot.
It is, and it's something that I think the entire community can be proud of. And, of course, Ron was mentioning the new buildings that are going up, and I think it's another testament to how the community responds to the college being here, in that the money for those buildings actually came from the voters' approval of a bond issue about a year and a half ago. So I think what we have here is a resource that we all can be very proud of, and we're just pleased that so many people are taking advantage of it now.
Janet Wise and Ron Liss are with Santa Fe Community College, which can be found on the web, and you can also just drive right down there and check it out. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can also leave a message at 505-428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features Artist of the Month, Dave Brubeck. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We will see you tomorrow. Robert Knott will be with us, and Judy Hendricks talking about her new novel and much, much more right here on Santa Fe's only public radio station, KSFR. Hasta la vista. Ciao.